Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The leaders of opposing political parties have been criticising President Macron after his televised interview on BFM TV last night. Jean-Luc Mélenchon talked about how the president of the rich is on his way down, while Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Front, has declared that Macron represents the worst of both the right and left sides of politics. The head of state made his second appearance on mainstream media in a week as social unrest across France has taken hold. 3.8 million viewers watched the three-hour interview, which was held at the Théâtre de Chaillot in Paris and was presented by journalists Jean-Jacques Bourdin and Edwy Plenel. One key issue discussed were the rolling strikes by the SNCF, over which Macron has reiterated that proposals will go ahead regardless of union opposition, but gave his assurances that the company will not be privatised. The quid pro quo for implementing the reforms is that the government will begin to relieve the company of its €47 billion debt from January 2020. The president also covered the Notre-Dame-des-Landes issue, trouble within the hospital system, and the current demonstrations around changes to university selection processes. A campus in Nanterre was blockaded by students this morning over the proposals. Macron also defended his decision to order military strikes in Syria after the chemical attacks carried out by al-Assad forces. France is working in coalition with the US and Britain to defend the global ban on use of chemical weapons. The National Assembly is convening at 5 o'clock this evening to debate how the issue will develop. MPs will also deliberate a draft law today on asylum and immigration policy. The new policy is being introduced by the Minister for the Interior, Gérard Collomb. Discussion may well become heated over the precise content of the paper. There have already been over 200 amendments put forward by En Marche MPs, but it is still being contested by some. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, will arrive in Paris later today for a two-day official visit. He will be meeting with the French head of state and will make a speech at the National Assembly tomorrow. In football news, PSG are champions of France for the fifth time in 6 years after a convincing win over Monaco last night. They thumped the Monégasque team by 7-1 at the Parc des Princes. A small consolation to the fans who came to Paris for the match is that their trip will be reimbursed, a promise made by club vice president Vadim Vassiliev. And finally, NASA is launching a new planet-hunting spacecraft. The craft, known as TESS, or Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, will be launched tonight from Cape Canaveral in Florida on a search for other habitable planets. It replaces the Kepler Space Telescope, which was sent into space over 10 years ago. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.